Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul here. Jordan is off today. Greetings. Happy Tuesday. The only, and it's a small benefit, but the only benefit of Jordana not being here is that I get to play all my music, right? I'd still rather, much rather have Jordana here, even with the questionable music tracks. But we missed you, Jor. Get your butt back in here tomorrow, and hope you're well and enjoying the sunshine out there. Frank is coming up, but first, we have to give away some cash. That's right. Keyword for cash. This is a national contest, and this word, this hour's word, is waste. One more time, waste. W-A-S-T-E. Text that keyword to 72881 for your chance to win a cool $1,000. Again, the number to text is 72881, and the keyword is waste, as in don't waste this opportunity. If you don't win this time, listen for your chance to win next hour, 512. Messaging and data rates may apply, and remember, please do not text and drive.
Hey, it's Franklin.
How to describe Frank?
Frank!
Come in your house.
Oh, Frank, my darling.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Frank, people should know about you.
Right!
Come into my house. Hey, it's Franklin.
Lighten up, Francis.
Oh, Francis, greetings.
How are you, buddy boy?
I'm lonely.
Oh, well?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Maybe you can get on the internet.
No, I don't want to go there.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I'd rather be lonely. greetings. I talked to a buddy today, and he was just incredulous. He said today he saw a woman while he was driving.
Mm-hmm.
He came to an intersection, and he looked over, and the woman was not only on the phone, she was FaceTiming. She was having a video call with somebody on her phone as she's tooling down the highway.
Was he a nice Minnesotan? He just kept on about his business, or was he like me where he honked and pointed at her?
Do you do that if you see somebody who's texting?
I honked at some lady today on 62 in the left lane. I'm like, why are you going 50? And when I pulled up, I knew why. I mean, they look like they're drunk, right?
Right.
And it was because she's looking down her phone. I lay down the horn. I'm like, gave her the shrug the shoulders, like, what the heck are you doing? Why are you doing this on a freaking interstate?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they're putting their own life at risk, and that's bad enough. But they're also putting your life at risk, right?
Well, yes. I guess technically. I mean, she was slowing me down more than anything. But yeah, no, they are. I mean, who knows what happens?
And I guess what? There are 17 states that have the hands-free bill already enacted, and
yep.
Maybe Minnesota will pass this. Looks like another step forward today, right?
Huge step forward. There's a House committee today, and they voted unanimously to advance the bill. And it would require that you have a hands-free-only device, Paul. So right now we know it's all illegal to text and drive or to check your FaceTime or to do any of those other things on the phone. And now some Minnesota lawmakers want to ban handheld phones or GPS devices altogether unless they are voice activated. So you could actually talk on your phone, but it has to be, you know, hey, call Paul Douglas. And then the phone dials, and I've got both hands on the wheel, and I've got a microphone in the thing, and it's a hands-free voice activated system. But you could no longer use GPS. You could no longer use any kind of navigation system. You could no longer talk. Do any of that stuff unless you had both hands on the wheel.
You can't use GPS. In other words, you can't use your phone.
Correct.
To navigate.
You could. You if these things are built into your car, then you can still use them, right?
What if it's on a? I have a little portable like dashboard thingamajiggy that I just put my phone into when I'm traveling in other parts of the country or other parts of the world. I just use Google Maps and it's up on my dashboard.
Don't know. Don't know.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll work through it. You know, the problem is you've got, it's not a problem. you know, the issue is that the numbers just don't work in favor of keeping things the same way they are. I mean, 18% increase in crashes. You know, at least 70 people are dying every year on Minnesota roads from distracted driving. And you've got these people who are innocent victims, you know, coming in that have either been maimed or their loved ones have been killed, going, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, just horrific stories. Have you made the change on your phone? I'm just curious. Are you an Apple guy or an Android guy?
I'm an Apple guy.
Okay. And have you made the change in your settings where basically it's a do not disturb? If somebody texts you while you're moving, they get a message back saying, hey, I'm moving, I can't. You know,
but I'd like to do that. I had this conversation Sunday. Met this guy after a school meeting that we had, and he was like, "Yeah, I already went home. I didn't know you guys were going to go stop for a while because I have that feature." And I was like, "You know what? That I've got to put it on." Do you do it?
I do it, and it removes any temptation you have to look at your phone when you're driving.
You know,
ignorance is bliss. I've lived my life that way. But especially when it comes to digital communications, yeah, it's worth doing, and everybody should do it. Go into settings.
Yeah, it's not like we're long-haul truckers, right? I mean, you know, what's your longest trip, 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Half an hour at the most?
And here's the thing. If somebody really wants to get a hold of you, they're going to call you, right? They're not going to text you. They're probably going to pick up the phone and have a voice call, which will still get through.
True.
But texting, God.
So do you think this is a strong enough incentive? So the way they're changing the law, the penalty for a first-time offense if you're driving using your phone, if they pass this new law in Minnesota, is $50.
No, it's not nearly enough.
I didn't think so. But it goes up after that to $225, which I think is much more meaningful. And then it's $225 after that. So it's $50 for the first, and then if you get caught again or again, you know, then they hit you with a $225 fine.
I think if you get
caught. But I think a lot of people will just take the hit on a $50 first offense.
Yeah. You get caught, you should be forced to use one of the original cell phones back in 1986. You know, those big bricks?
Yeah.
You should have to swap your phone and have it enforced, just like whiskey plates. I mean, you've got a 1986 phone. Good luck with that.
We'll see. It was interesting.
That's why I'm not in the legislature.
Well, about a lot of things would get done if you were there.
I don't think so.
For sure.
All right, Frank, we watch. Thank you so much for your insight and making us laugh, and we'll catch you tomorrow. We'll be better tomorrow because Jordana will be back.
Oh, good. I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Thursday.
Oh, that's right. I've got
big basketball doings.
Well, good luck to your kids.
Thank you.
We'll be rooting for
them too.
And
thank you.
Take lots of photos, and we want an update. Are you back Friday?
Yes, okay. I should be. You know, a lot of it has to do with what happens the next couple of days.
No, I get it. Well, good luck and go have some quality family time.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. The one, the only, Frank Vassalero. We'll be back with a little bit of weather therapy. And if you do have a strong opinion, the safest state in the United States when it comes to natural disasters, we're talking floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. Where is the safest state in the USA? If you think you have the answer, we also have to give away some Luke Bryan tickets, don't we? Yeah, we have a pair of those to give away. Text us. What state do you think is the safest in the USA? 81807. We'll be back with weather therapy. That's coming up next on CCO. Corn sweats. It's called evapotranspiration.
Something about that weatherman I don't trust.
NOAA's models are hinting at a negative phase of the Arctic Oscillation.
I'm going to report you.
Hey, Bryce, you better get over here and take a look at this.
Engelgard Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside.
I don't like that weatherman. He's a very slick weatherman.
There tends to be higher pressure at the North Pole.
I'm turning you in, weatherman.
Everyone's a critic.
Look, text us or call us. Text us is at 81807 or give us a buzz at 651-989-9226. If you know the answer, what is the safest state in the USA? I'm talking billion-dollar weather and climate disasters since 1980. What would be the safest state to hang out in to avoid some of these droughts and floods and hurricanes and all the other nastiness? And if you get it right, first person to get it right will win tickets to see Luke Bryan. That's coming up Target Field on July 21st. Pair of tickets. Pretty good deal. All right. Okay, first things first. You heard about the blizzard? I take nothing for granted the older I get. And, yeah, it's a little cool out there, but the sun is out and we're not wading through hip-deep drifts. That's the story right now in New England. A full-blown, raging blizzard, hurricane-force winds for Cape Cod. Boston has seen about a foot of snow. They could get another 3 or 4 inches before it winds down this evening. 250,000 people without power. Boston, the winds have gusted up to 50 miles an hour. A lot of flights delayed, canceled coming out of Boston Logan. The most I've seen snowfall-wise, Framingham, Mass. Has picked up about 18 inches of snow, and it continues to come down. Speaking of snow, NOAA and the folks at the Army Corps of Engineers have gone out and taken a look at how much water is in that snowpack, and it varies all around the state, but generally 1 to 2 inches of liquid water locked up in those drifts around the metro and most of central and southern Minnesota. As much as 4 or 5 inches up over the North Shore, but about an inch or two. And that's important because they factor that in along with the depth of the frost, ground frost, in trying to calculate the odds of river flooding. It's a matrix of factors that go into the probability of flooding, a myriad of factors, if you will, including are we going to see rapid warming or is it going to be a slow motion thaw? Are we going to see 50s and 60s or are we going to limp around in the 40s and 30s for the next week or two? That and rain. Heavy rain would almost instantly melt the snow and flush all of that additional water that's locked up in the snow into our creeks and rivers. We don't see that scenario looking out 2 weeks. Beyond 2 weeks, the crystal ball gets very, very murky. Okay, now back to the original question. NOAA NCEI mapped out the number of billion-dollar weather and climate disasters since 1980. And I was wrong. I thought the answer was New Mexico. And maybe that was the correct answer a few years ago. But this changes every single year as new data comes in and as we experience more disasters around the country, more billion-dollar weather disasters. The worst state, by the way, Texas. They've had 95 separate billion-dollar disasters since 1980 because they get the trifecta of crazy weather, right? They get hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Generally, the closer you get to the Gulf of Mexico, the worse things become. Florida has had 48 separate billion-dollar weather disasters. Most of those flooding. Here in Minnesota, no, we are not the worst. 31 separate billion-dollar weather disasters since 1980. Most of those were floods and droughts. It turns out that the southwestern U.S., relatively safe. New Mexico only saw 23 billion-dollar disasters. Arizona, only 22. But do we have somebody on the line? Nancy on the line. Let's get Nancy on the line. And hey, Nancy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I won.
Yes, you did. Where's home? Where do you live?
Edina.
Wonderful. And what is your answer? What do you think the safest state in the USA is?
Maine.
You are absolutely correct. Well done. You're going to see Luke Bryan. How cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's wonderful. I've been trying to call in and text for a long time on all your different contests, and I won. It's my lucky day.
Well, we are happy you are happy, and thank you so much for listening, Nancy. We're really happy
absolutely.
To have you along for the ride.
All right. All the time, yeah. Thank you.
Say hi to Luke for us, okay?
Yep, I will.
That's very cool. Yeah, I got this wrong too. I was surprised. I thought it was New Mexico, but it's New England. Maine has only had 13 separate billion-dollar events. 13 in Maine, compared to 31 in Minnesota, and 95 in Texas. That's just since 1980. And yeah, that includes Harvey now. Harvey last year, there were $16 billion disasters in the U.S. last year, tying only 2011 for the most on record. Maine is relatively safe. People say, well, doesn't Maine get hurricanes? Nah, the water is too cold. The water, if you've ever been swimming off the coast of Maine, I think you can back me up. Water temperatures are in the 50s, even in the summer. So it's generally too chilly to get hurricanes, full-blown hurricanes that far north. They can get flooding, and they do get occasional flash flooding. But tornadoes and hurricanes, pretty much non-existent. So, yeah, parts of New England, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine turn out to be the safest in the USA. That said, I'm going to take my chances and stay right here in the great state of Minnesota. Hey, thank you for playing along. Hope to make this a habit. Always amazed at how weather-wise Minnesotans are. And it's not optional. If you live here, you better be weather-wise. So congrats to Nancy, and thanks to everybody who texted, and thanks to everybody who called. We'll be back to talk with a tech wizard by the name of Tom Kiefer. He's CEO of Vertiva. We're going to talk about self-driving cars. Is that really going to happen in our lifetime, or is it a big load of bull? That's coming up right after this.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
Paul with you. Jordan has the day off. Of course, that is Boston, or as they like to say, Baston, where the weather is wicked, wicked. Snowy today, a blizzard in Boston, which makes you wonder, all this talk of autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars and trucks and buses, electrically powered, powered by the sun, sounds pretty good, but what happens during a blizzard? What happens when we have flash flooding? Are all of these factors being considered when we consider this rosy scenario of autonomous vehicles? A friend of mine who thinks about these sorts of things and always has some great advice and input is none other than Tom Kiefer. He's CEO of Vertiva. Great to have you on with us, Tom.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. It's a great day today. We're melting snow.
Yes, yes, we are. Reluctantly, but we are melting snow. I have this theory, and I'm not going to be around to know. 50 years from now, our great grandkids may at some point, you know, shake their heads in wonder that their ancestors used to drive themselves. Why would you do that when you can be so much more productive and so much safer in one of these autonomous vehicles? But it sounds like you're not convinced that it's going to happen as fast as some people say it will.
No, 50 years, you know, probably something will be driving us around.
Right.
But I think, you know, we always over-index optimism on new technology and always have. It's probably like most projects I start, you know, if I knew how long it was really going to take, I'd probably never start, right?
It's like renovating your house. It takes twice as long and twice as much money as you have budgeted. So, yeah, we tend to be we look at the world through rose-colored glasses, but you don't think it's going to be happening in the near term.
Well, not as soon as anybody thinks. You know, I think, you know, it's easy to say things are going to happen in a couple of years. It seems like long enough to say, you know, magic can happen. But usually, so I always call it, you know, we're 2 years wrong and 10 years short. Mm-hmm. So if you go out 10 years and look backwards, you're always amazed at what's happened. In fact, I cite the iPhone as a perfect example of that.
Right.
The iPhone is just about 10 years old. And back when it first came out, even Steve Jobs, who is generally regarded as a very much a future forward thinker, we thought it was going to combine your phone and your music player. Remember, mm-hmm. we all were carrying iPods back then.
Right.
And that was going to be pretty cool. So you get two things in one device.
Right.
Well, now you look back with the benefit of 10 years of hindsight, and who would have thought that we wouldn't be carrying cameras or GPS devices anymore?
Yeah, he disrupted how many different industries with the iPhone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ugh. And it invented Snapchat. I mean, you know, you got that going for you.
Great. Okay. True.
So I think if I look out and say, okay, what do you think the 10-year scenario is, you know, roughly for self-driving cars? I suspect that one of the things that will happen is that much of society will have decided that they really don't need to own a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be sort of think of it as almost like the cloud, what's happened for IT with everything moving to the cloud, whatever that is, for sure, mm-hmm.
Sure.
Is going to happen now with being transported. So
we can outsource transportation to the cloud?
Well, there'll be a cloud of transportation options. You know, you kind of have some of that today. You can, you know, bring up Lyft or Uber on your phone and
right.
get transported, and it won't be long. I mean, I've got a daughter that lives in New York City. She wouldn't think about having a car.
Well, yeah. Younger people are pretty good about, hey, you know, pay for stuff you actually use, and when you actually do the math, your vehicle is sitting in a garage somewhere or sitting in a parking lot, what, 95% of the time? It's not being used.
Right.
Huh.
And the other thing I think is always is unintended consequences or maybe unintended applications. I was listening to you and Frank chatting a few minutes ago, and maybe we could start to use some of this technology not for self-driving cars but for making everybody better drivers.
So in other words, the car is spying on me, and it knows if I look down and I'm checking my phone, and it alerts me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Easy to do.
Huh.
In fact, yeah, so I think that is more likely to happen. And I think we're going to, you know, if you think about what's happening with some of these self-driving cars or the slow evolution of the technology, it's really going to be more better and improved, glorified cruise control.
Okay.
That will continue to get better. You're going to well, many cars today, you know, it warns you. In fact, even my quaint Jeep Grand Cherokee will it will apply the brakes automatically if it thinks I'm approaching something too
quickly.
Really? Yeah. First time it did that, that was quite startling.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And so you say there may be also a resurgence of international falls when it comes to testing some of these autonomous vehicles, right, for snow and ice and all
that. Yeah, you know, MnDOT's been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. Where MnDOT is testing and helping test some sort of autonomous shuttles for moving people around. And also becoming a test bed for the real world that these autonomous cars are going to have to drive in. So things like snow and ice. And, you know, all these other things that these cars have to be able to anticipate and handle. We're kind of uniquely qualified here in Minnesota to provide those test beds.
Absolutely.
So international falls will continue on, and we're going to be a place that all these people have to come and test their products before they can really release them. So,
well, one of the recurring themes on this show is disruption and how all of us have to keep reinventing ourselves, like it or not. It's just the way of the future. And next time we chat, Tom, I want to tee up artificial intelligence. I know Elon Musk is concerned. Others are concerned. But I really want to get your take on that. And maybe that's something we tackle next month, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, so let me give you some closing advice here. So, you know, I think relative to self-driving cars, don't let your driver expire yet.
Okay. Thank you, Tom Kiefer from Vertiva. Thank you for your input and your perspective, and we'll catch you next month. Best wishes, Tom.
Yep. Good day.
All right. We're going to Jordana?
We were, but I think she's listening to the radio on her phone or in her car.
Oh, really?
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
You
yeah, I got you. Hey, Jordana, what's going on?
Oh, you weren't supposed to know it was me. I was going to say, I'm so glad you got rid of that other girl, Jordana. She's so annoying and high strung. It's so much better without her.
Are you the good Jordana?
And I wanted to talk to Tom because I'm in traffic on 94 and I need a flying car right now.
Yeah, but then everybody has flying cars. And then when you get in accidents, you fall to the ground in pieces. I think that would be even worse. So I'm with you. If you could be the only person in the flying car, that would be cool. But that, you know, I miss
you.
You're
doing great. I miss you, too. I love listening to you. I know you have to get to Mike Max, so do so. But I just want to say I love listening to you.
Well, thank you. And you get back here tomorrow, okay? Hope you're having a good day and disconnecting. And please don't text and drive, okay?
I will never. You got it. Have fun, you guys.
Catch you tomorrow, Jory. It's that magic time of the day when Mike Max joins us. We are so glad to have you with us, Mikey. I know the Twins lost today 7-5. Orioles beat up on them a little bit. And we're certainly going to be talking a lot of Twins here. That is a prediction with rare 100% accuracy. We're going to be talking Twins all the time. But today we should probably talk Kirk Cousins. What do you think about – what was your reaction? A guaranteed deal for $84 million?
Not surprised. Not surprised. He could have got more from the Jets. He gave him a little bit of a discount to come to play for a place that he can win. This thing all lined up for a long time. And last week, talking to one of the Vikings players, they thought Keenum was gone for sure. Mm-hmm. And that told you that Cousins had to be the guy unless they could pull something else off that nobody knew about. I'm not terribly excited about it because he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. Don't get fooled by the amount of money they're giving him. It's only because that's what the market has in the pot right now. It's not because he's Aaron Rodgers. It's not because he's Drew Brees or somebody like that. He's a good quarterback. He's not a great franchise type quarterback, but they just hope that surrounded by this defense, and he was the best on the market, that this will take him over the top. I think it's outrageous that they're at a point where that, you know, you can pay a guy $28 million who really hasn't been a big time winner, but that is what it is. You're not going to change that. That horse has left the barn, so he's the big winner in this deal.
Maxie, we got 30 seconds. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, until Aaron Rodgers will get a new deal now, and he's been waiting for Cousins to sign because he's going to get a lot more than Cousins. But for now, he is, and that's what I'm saying. It just speaks to the fragile market that they've got there more than anything, more than his ability.
Holy cow. Well, and again, it's not a done deal yet.
It's done.
Is it done? All right.
Believe me, this thing will get done, yeah.
All right, Mike Max, thank you for the update. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have fun down in Fort Myers. We'll be back with more.
I'll bring you a report tomorrow afternoon. I'll be home. I'll visit with you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Maxie. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.